You've got it tuned to listener-powered KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm down the hall in the KEXP live studio. Super excited to be here with Polaris. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
I cannot wait to talk to you guys and see what's up with you. But you want to start us off with a couple of tracks?
Sure. This is called The Great Big Happy Green Moon Face. Ready? One, two, three, four. Bum. Bum bum, bum bum, bum bum. Hug it, hug it, hug it. Tina says that all the time. Sometimes I hate my brother. Yeah, Tina says that all the time. And boys are so annoying. Yeah, Tina says that all the time. They're boys, they're just like boys, yeah, yeah. But someone's got to love them all the time. Yeah, happy, happy, happy. You make me feel that way. The rainbow flag is flapping. It always makes me feel that way. For your brother, put your hands where I can see them. Take good care of one another and put a smile on his face, onto his great big happy green moon face. Hey, put your hands where I can see them. If you could, would you love this tummy? Put your hands where I can see them. Child it hard.
Awesome. It's Polaris live here on KEXP. You play at the Crocodile tonight, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
And this is the first chance Seattleites will get to hear you play in this town.
It's our first, it's my second time to be here, and our first time as Polaris.
That's incredible. You got another song for us?
We do. It's called Everywhere. Sorry. I put your photograph away I can't look at you today. And I put your letters upstairs, but it's no good because you're everywhere. I can try to hide, but why waste my time? You left your glasses behind. Somebody told me you were doing fine. And I play a game that you're not there, but it's no good because you're everywhere. I can try to hide, but oh, I waste my time sensing round of you. Everything I do says you're everywhere.
Nicely done. It's Polaris live in the KEXP studios tonight, playing at the Crocodile, and it is such a pleasure to have this group of musicians here at KEXP. Thank you so much for coming.
You're very welcome.
You have fans spanning many decades and generations. Some discovered some of these musicians in the 80s, others in the 90s, and still today have a staff member walking down the hall who said, "Who is that band? They are so incredibly tight and just on it." And I said, "Well, they've been playing together for 100 years, so they should sound great together." But can you introduce the band?
World War I benefit.
Introduce the band and just let us know how you met originally.
Yes, on bass is Harris Polaris, Dave Jersey. McCaffrey, and on drums is Harris and Jersey, sorry. Get those fake names mixed
They've
up.
Met each other so long.
Anyway, Dave and Scott, bass and drums. We were in Miracle Legion for a long time, so we met. They sort of fell out of a pickup truck with a bunch of junk food wrappers, and we said those would be the great guys to have. And so we played for a really long time. They went off and played with Frank Black for a long time. And then this Polaris thing came up, and we got back together again, which was a sort of a great side benefit to the whole thing of being Polaris, but also playing back together again. And the extra guitar player is Penny Polaris, Henning Olenbusch, who is from Northampton and has a great band called Gentle Hen, if you ever want to check that out. And I'm Mark. I'm Muggy Polaris. And I'm the singer of the group.
And Mark, we had you on the air a couple years ago with your solo work. You were live on KEXP from the Cutting Room Studios in New York.
Right. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Different coast.
Super fun.
Same end result.
So you mentioned this is Polaris' first time in town. You were here previously. Was that with one of your bands or just
actually, I came and opened for when they were with Frank Black, Charles.
Okay.
I was the opening act.
I missed that, but I was going to say, I don't think Miracle Legion ever came to town.
No, Miracle Legion never made it, unfortunately, to the West. Northwest.
I waited and waited and waited, and that never happened. So this is my first time seeing this group of musicians play together live, and you can tell I'm super excited.
Well, I hope so. I can't tell because I don't know you well enough, but I hope so. You seem excited.
Tell me a little bit about, since you're here playing as Polaris, I mean, I would say that the story of this band is pretty unique. You don't run across that, and a lot of people listening right now are familiar with it, but can you give a little synopsis?
Right. So the thing is, Polaris is a band that was invented for a TV show called The Adventures of Pete and Pete, which was on Nickelodeon in sort of the middle 90s, I think. And we made 12 songs just for the show, and then so 12 songs is a red flag for an album, you know, whether it's any good or not. And so we had these 12 songs. So we put a record out in, I'd say, probably 1999, maybe.
And you put that on your own label.
Right. It's almost like why I started my label, by that and another record I had. And so we put that out and then just did nothing because we were just a fictitious TV band. We always advertise ourselves as that we only exist in your TV.
At that point, had you only played recording the songs in studio?
Yeah, I would say we maybe never had actually played the song through because it was, you know, just recorded, yeah?
Right. I can't remember ever playing it for an audience until 2 years ago when we reconvened.
When we
got out of Wellsville, once
we jumped out of the...
We got out of your television set.
That's almost 20 years.
Yeah, so it's weird. So we didn't do a thing, and most of the time, you know, you try real hard to get something going, and this band just sat around and did nothing for like 16 or 17 years, and then all of a sudden we have all these great gigs, and you know,
yeah,
it's just a weird, I don't know what you call it. I don't know that there's an exact thing like this that happened where a band did nothing at all and succeeded, you know.
Well, obviously your music is incredible,
except for Daft Punk maybe.
But it's a testament to the show, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, that it sounds like you're going out to these shows playing as a band for the first time and everyone in the audience is singing along, knows every word.
It's amazing like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I, as I mentioned several times already, am a fan of Miracle Legion, but in reading some reviews and interviews with you recently, you're saying that you're going out and most of the people are discovering the Miracle Legion songs, that the majority of your audience are fans from the television show? Is that what you're finding?
They are, but I would say because it's the three of us, you know, most of Miracle Legion except for Mr. Ray, you know, we know those songs pretty well, so we've put them in the set, and they seem to be, I'd say a lot of people know what they are, and then if not, they seem to work very well with the Polaris stuff, which I don't know if any of it's different at all. I mean, one person wrote it all, so I don't know how different it could be. But to me, in my head, it's different. And it does seem like a lot of people found out about Miracle Legion by first finding out about Polaris, which they would also have to find out about by somehow doing some research, because we're in the open of the show, but it's not like we're a known entity or anything. So,
has it been fun being out on the road playing these songs?
Oh, without a doubt. I am pleasantly surprised each night to see that we have a good crowd. And folks who know the songs, it's as easy as could be after 20 years of doing nothing to then come out in front of a crowd of people and have them know the songs, sing along. It's certainly been a joy.
Yeah, we even made a live record of one of the shows because it was just so great. You know, it wasn't any idea to make a live record, but you know, they just taped it just for no reason, and it just was such an awesome band audience thing that we, you know, made a record out of it. So.
Right. It's a good thing you've got a record label. You could release that.
That's right.
Anything I want.
Speaking of that, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, the soundtrack album that you put out on CD, came out almost 20 years ago, but you just released the vinyl edition of that, very timely, this past weekend on Record Store Day.
Yes. And that was a crazy day as well, because, again, you know, a lot of people wanted to get that record, it seemed.
That's exciting. Well, we're so happy to have you here, Polaris, live in studio here at KEXP. And tonight, they'll be at the Crocodile here in Seattle. You want to play us a couple more tunes?
I think so.
think we do. I think it's just right in here.
All right, we'll reconvene.
What was the name of the place we played with the Chucky?
It was all the red. Showbox. Is that still a venue?
It's still a venue.
That was 10 years or so ago.
And we may have played on stage.
Huh. Oh, yeah. And we're from Massachusetts.
And sounds like proud to be so.
Anybody in Seattle? Okay, so... a song called Saturnine. I'll be sunshine, you'll be Saturnine. There's only roses in here. You're dissatisfied. It's not the candy store. I'm so dissatisfied. You want everything. But so dissatisfied. You get everything, but you're dissatisfied. Make it mine, all mine, all mine. And here's a double death. Take home, pray if you can, but there won't be anyone there. I see sunshine, and you'll be Saturnine. I see sunshine. To freak out, riding all Shangri-La. Oh, where you freak out? You got the whole night yours. But you freak out. Oh, yeah, you freak out. And you're mine, all mine, all mine. And here's a double death. Take home, play if you can, but there won't be anyone.
Live on KEXP tonight. They are playing at the Crocodile, and I understand at your shows you're playing Polaris songs and mixing it up with Miracle Legion Tuner 2 and some of your solo work and even some covers.
We haven't actually done any solo work, but we've been doing Man in the Moon by R.E.M. by the great Michael Stipe.
That's a good one.
So now we'll probably have to play that tonight.
I think your audience will be happy with whatever you play. You got one more?
We have one that you maybe asked for. I thought.
Oh, shucks.
It's a Miracle Legion song called Out to Play.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh. I can't say I'm sorry yet. Just a dull romantic man, I guess. Death-defying job a day, and I get nervous when you're out to play. Or when you're out, when you're out to play. Out to play, heroine's what you are. I'm going down for the third time. Pleased to have a pleasant stay. I get nervous when you're out to play. Hey!
coming. He's a good boy. Here, boy. Oh, you know he's a good boy. You can pat him. You can pat him. Don't be scared. And he's good with kids. Yeah, he's good with kids. Oh, no, no, he's a good. Ow! Oh, oh, look, another one. Coming out of behind me now. Yes, coming out of behind me. And he's only 4 feet away. 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 He's only 4 feet away.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. It's so great to have you here.
Thanks
playing
so
tonight at the Crocodile Polaris live in the KEXP studios. You've got a tune to KEXP Seattle.